Peyton Pendergast with you. All right, man, Memphis wants out of the American really, really badly. The American Athletic Conference, which changed its name to the American yesterday. They even adopted a mascot, I think an eagle or something like that.
Oh, I was going to say, an American?
They've been typically, you know, the American, I mean, we know from being here in Houston before the Cougs went to the Big 12 that the, at the time, called the AAC, was viewed as like the best of the redheaded stepchildren. You know, right. They were the best of the group of five.
Yeah.
You know, they were the power five, and then the American was like the next up. But they were always, you know, like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, you know, Charlie with his face pressed up against the window watching all the rich kids eat all the candy in there.
Only slightly above a mid-major.
Yeah.
And kind of had like a mid-major feel of the way it was treated and viewed.
Well, just an awful geographic, and it's still like just geographically just, they're, all the conferences have a horrid geographic element to them now.
Oh, yeah.
They
geography is not is no longer a, once the Pac-12 / Big Ten, you know, the Big Ten became what it is with, you know, with the West
Coast. California teams.
Yeah, I mean, now it's just the geography completely out the window once that happened.
Out the window. I mean, the closest thing, I think, is the SEC, which is by and large still contiguous at least.
Yeah.
The ACC has Stanford and Cal in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an SMU. It's just, it's silly.
But it makes sense for the South, though, to kind of keep it, you know, football, Southern, kind of that part of it. Staying true to geography makes sense, and then everybody else kind of
those states all these touch each other. Like all these other conferences, it's just this, there's no rhyme nor reason. Memphis doesn't care. Memphis just wants out of the American, and they want in on a Power Four situation.
They're looking at everybody else's paper.
The Big 12 is all over the place, right? The Big 12 has teams all the way up in Cincinnati and West Virginia, all the way out to Arizona and Utah and Colorado. They want in the Big 12, Memphis, and they are so desperate to get into the Big 12. I mean, this is the difference. This is how desperate a school is to be with the haves and not the have-nots. Is
before you give the details, I just want to say I've never heard of anything like this.
This is crazy.
Never heard of anything like this.
So they proposed to the Big 12, Memphis did. This is a story in The Athletic, that they would come to the four with $200 million in sponsorships from Memphis companies like FedEx. Lowe's, FedEx is headquartered there.
Right.
I don't know if Lowe's is. Lowe's and AutoZone were two other companies that were ready to pony up big bucks. $200 million between the three of them, and I'm guessing maybe some other companies too. The other part of the proposal, right? So they're coming with a bag full of cash.
Yeah.
Hey, here's our, what's our entry fee? This is like an expansion fee. Mm-hmm. What's our entry fee? $200 million? Here it is. FedEx, Lowe's, AutoZone. These are all companies that have been big backers of Memphis Tigers athletics through the years as well, obviously. Their proposal also calls for Memphis to take no revenue from the conference for 5 years. So they're paying $200 million to be a $0 school is how I read that.
Yeah.
They call it the SMU model because that's essentially what SMU is doing to get into the ACC.
But only the $0 part. Right. They don't do the let's bring $200 million to the table and then not make any money.
Yeah.
Like that's the part that I've never heard of and it seems unprecedented.
This also, the proposal, has an out clause where the Big 12 can cut them loose if they're not bringing value, Memphis. You know, if they look at it, like if the next round of media rights talks are coming up, next round of TV talks for the Big 12 are coming up.
They get to say, never mind about that $200 million in sponsorships. You're out of here.
You're out of here. Now, I don't know if that's a fair point to bring up. I don't know if Memphis is smart, if they get booted out of the conference, maybe they recoup some of that $200 million.
Yeah.
I would submit that this proposal overall is not smart to begin with. No. There's no way. It's that bad being a group of five school right now that you got to pay $200 million and not draw any revenue from the conference for 5 years just to get the hell out of the conference that you're in?
Well, and so this is the part that's not where the dots aren't really connecting for me or the logic isn't really connecting for me because it's like, okay, so if, what is the payoff? We mentioned no ROI in strip clubs. What is the ROI on this if you're bringing money to the table, not asking for money in return and submitting that if you're not profitable in the mid to long term, that you get booted out. So what is the upside? What is the upswing? Where does Memphis get its bang for its buck for making this move? That's the part that I don't understand.
I don't know. Well, and here's the thing. The Big 12 is, I believe the Big 12 has said no on this. They've rejected it. Like, that's how crazy it is that Memphis made this pitch to the Big 12. I've got it right here in The Athletic.
And is Memphis betting on the health of the Big 12? Like on actually the, that's, you know what I mean?
If you're doing anything that involves 5 years in college athletics.
Crazy.
You're nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything changes so quickly. And
other than going to college.
There's going to be, right. There's exactly. There's going to be another round of realignment because there always is realignment lurking around the corner. That's the crazy thing about this deal. It's the Big 12. It's not garnered enough support within the league. I don't know what that says about Memphis as an athletic program. They've been a pretty good football program over the last handful of years. They've won double digit games. More than some of the Big 12 teams have won over the last decade or so. Different schedule, I get that.
Yeah, a solid athletic program.
It's a solid athletic program. Right, the basketball team is in the tournament, you know, with Anthony Hardaway as the coach. They've been in the tournament the last few years.
Had a top, I know James Wiseman didn't pan out, but they had a top pick, you know, all of that. And shout out to Wade Smith, you know.
Yeah, Wade Smith. Speaking of Memphis. Proud alum.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. It feels like one of those deals that's too good to be true if you're the Big 12. So what you're telling me, is we allow you in the league, you're going to give us $200 million, and we don't have to pay you anything. I almost wouldn't support that because I'd be like, man, you're a little too desperate right
now.
That's
what it seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like it's like the girl or got whatever your situation is, the love interest that shows you a little bit like they're too into you.
Yeah.
And like you want somebody to be into you, but if they're too into you, it's a turnoff.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's what this seems like. But I mean, again, I don't understand what the payoff is or what the upside is of saying, hey, we'll give you all of this money. We won't ask for anything back. And even on the back end of that, if we're not profitable in a way that is suitable to you, you can get rid of us.
It's
giving desperation.
If this is an accurate illustration of what life is like in the Power Four and not in the Power Four, that's an eye popper, man.
Yeah, and to the point about the Big 12, if I'm Memphis and I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna sell my soul to try to join one of these conferences. Why not? And I get it. Perhaps this is as high as they can aim. That's possibly it.
Yeah, the SEC and the Big Ten aren't taking Memphis.
But I mean, to that point, like I'm not doing this to go be in the Big 12 that's already lost its key member schools and is a shell of itself. I'm going to be desperate to join that. Like, I don't get it.
And had to go pick up all the Pac-12 scraps to just, piece the thing together.
Yeah.
Good conference. It's good conference, but yeah.
U of H is in it, so.
Yeah.
You know, yep. I don't hate it.
Text messages from our previous segment where we talked about Lloyd Howell resigning, and then the story coming out about him submitting expense reports for lavish, expensive strip club visits in Atlanta and Miami. This is the perfect text right here because it dovetailed into a conversation with B. Scott and I about is strip club splurging the dumbest splurging that there is? And somebody puts it perfectly. There's no ROI.
Zero.
In strip clubs.
Zero.
There's no ROI. That mean it can't be fun. There's no ROI in a lot of things we choose. There's no ROI in going to an arcade and playing video games.
I don't drop $1 bills like $2,500 into the arcade.
Video
machines.
Games are less pricey. No ROI, but it's also at a price point that's a little more palatable for me. For me at least. For those of you out there that that choose, you do you.
Yeah, it's your money.
Yeah.
We're just kind of judging you.
Now it's turning into strip club stories on the text page. We dropped $10,000 at Sugar's in Austin at my brother's bachelor party. $10,000. Holy smokes.
At least
how many was that split up amongst? Was it's split up amongst like 20 guys. $500 a guy for a bachelor party is expensive.
It says
sure.
A follow-up text says group of 10.
Group of 10, okay.
So $10,000, that's $1,000 a guy.
That's a lot. Nope.
It still feels like
that bachelor party.
But at least he's got a story to tell.
That's true.
They'll never forget it, hopefully.
Sitting on the rail is poor form in a rookie move at a strip club. I think talking about the guy sitting on the, at the dance floor there, the one responsible for dropping all the ones onto the dance floor.
Hey, yeah, man, he's there for a good time.
Yep. All right, someone said, come on, fellas, can we talk about sports? Strip clubs are lame. It's a sports-adjacent story. The only reason we were on it is because Lloyd Howell couldn't stay the hell out of them and charge them to the players' union.
Yeah.
Blame Lloyd Howell, Texter. Don't blame us. It's a news story.
Lloyd Howell's the one that's trying to grow his union.
That's right. He said so.
And he's supposedly talking about the NFLPA.
Thank you.
The football union, supposedly.
That's what I thought he was talking about.
Yeah. I don't know what else he could have been talking
about. Right. All right. Payne and Pendergast, B. Scott in for Seth Payne. All right. Have you done a Pettycast before?
I don't think I have. If I have, it's been a long time. Okay. Let's get petty, man.
Let's get petty in the next segment. Text in your petty, 713-572-4610. The pettiest things that we've heard out on these streets coming up next in the Pettycast. Stay there.